It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
It most certainly is. So we're going to move quickly. I didn't even put in the intro music for that segment. Like we got to cover some wholesome. You know what would help us if I spoke better? We got a wholesome ass, but I'm not hauling ass here. So we'll do some Ann Jackson. Well, what was last time? The scammers were pretending they were me. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she didn't fucking pick up on that either. She's a fucking train wreck. All
right. So
we'll do some scam busters. Pip will give us some categories.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah.
The first category is Mr. Davin. Second category is idiot. Third category is fuck you.
Is there a cop involved?
I'm going 5 Mr. Davins.
Okay.
All right. 7, what was it? Idiot?
Yep.
All right. And then 7 fuck yous.
All right. I'm going with 4 Mr. Davins. I'm going with 2 idiot. And I'm going with 8 fuck you.
I think she was talking about us.
2 idiots.
Oh, my.
Let's see. Oh, Joe's Tom is in.
Joe's Tom?
Joe's Tom.
Good, let him take the ass jokes.
Whoops.
How do you know? He might be the doctor of this relationship. I don't know.
Funny.
Tom has 5 Mr. Davins.
Hysterical.
2 idiot and 6 fuck you.
Okay.
And Joe's girl has 3 Mr. Davin, 1 idiot, and 4 fuck you.
Again, I think with the 1 idiot, she's talking about you.
Could be.
Could be.
All right, number 4. Again, we have numbers, you know. This is another airing of the grievances by Ann Jackson.
List.
Yes. So this is Pauline's case. Pauline's another victim. Pauline paid lots of money when I asked her. She informed me that her funds would be out and she would help victim C. Then there are never-ending payment like me. And I started doubting Brown Cotton's ability and his personality. Did you? You should have followed that instinct.
Started doubting.
Started doubting him.
That's a human reaction.
Number 5. Victim A's case. Before opening the case file, I asked Brown Cotton if Victim A only paid U.S. $2,500. I asked him, but he did not reply to me because of Pauline's case in mind. Is that why he didn't respond? Okay. I did pay lots of money, and I never get any fucking money back. My fucking money back, fucking money back, fucking money back. Brown Cotton avoided replying to me and rushing Victim A to pay for the fees. After this, Brown Cotton asked Victim A to pay another fees. At that moment, I did not trust him anymore. I decided to expose the truth. I found Brown Cotton is really assholes.
He's a bunch
that's
of them.
That's who he really is.
Yeah, he's a bunch
he
of them.
He poses as a Brown Cotton, but he's really assholes. Because he never takes any responsibility. From another case called RBS Bank Case by
me.
The Scammer. Roll call. Jennifer Green, James H. Miller, Brown Cotton.
Roll call.
And Parker D. Green. James H. Miller informed me that Green was going to die, and he wanted to return the money to
me.
Green was going to die. I thought Miller was going to die.
Yeah, I thought Will Miller did die.
James H. Miller lies to me, saying he would return the money to me, asking me, the bank. Oh, that was a solo me.
Solo me.
And the bank account, and I did not offer him the bank account. I did not trust him. He told
me.
Jennifer just needs traffic there. Traffic there. She got hit by a bus. Truck, get your money back. I did confirm with Jennifer if I need to pay lots of money. She was playing games on
me.
She's a motherfucker.
It's the way we talk about somebody regarded as your daughter.
Sure.
Yeah, really.
Well, I called my wife an asshole at the doctor's office. She doesn't dare to defend herself. It was funny. I made a video to offer the evidence. We are talking the truth, but not insults. This fucking Jennifer scammed
me
out of $1,500 with fucking James H. Miller and Brown Cotton. They claim to help
me,
but they indeed they want to kill
me
doing fucking illegal activities. Points. Never-ending payment. This woman is a real scammer. She lies to
me
all the time. This is not insult, but the truth. I did warn her, and she lies and lies. This is why I judge her as a scammer. Jennifer's mail. Mom, I'm going there to clear them and make sure the funds are transferred. Jennifer, this is the mail I sent to Jennifer. Jennifer, they asked
me
to pay, and I had no money, so it is impossible to get money. I have no idea why you go there. I paid so much money, and I do not get any penny.
Any penny. Wasn't she
any penny?
The ceiling was falling down? The sky was falling? Never mind.
The bank told
me
that they have to transfer the fees legally. Otherwise, the government will hold the money. It is impossible to get this amount, so I gave up. Do not think of this. The bank should return all the money I paid. Please, think about what I said, and this is why I'm looking for jobs to pay for my debts here in Japan. Jennifer's mails. Mummy, Please send it to Mr. David. I am in bad condition. I have not heard from my dad. Please message me tomorrow. I am going back to my friend's house now, where I stay. How is her not hearing back from her dad? Fucking Anne's problem.
I know. Why is this? I don't understand why that has to do.
She should have prefaced, I'm trying to pull a bumper, a truck bumper out of my ass.
Is that what the doctor put there?
Felt like it.
It's a tender ass. Signed, your daughter, Jennifer. Mommy, I am waiting. I am now moving to the train station, waiting for the detail. Yours, daughter, Jennifer. Dear Mommy, I got the money. Thank you. I will leave in 2 hours, and will message you when I get to Scotland. Oh, Joe, your folks. I'm really happy that I will be coming to stay with you and work hard to become a great woman in the future. Thanks a lot. Yours, daughter, Jennifer. Dear Mum, I got to the bank. They said all we need to do is reactivate the account that has been dormant. And they said it is $900 to reactivate the account.
Oh, man.
That's a hell of an ATM fee.
$900 to reactivate
the account.
Is that
all? Is that, and your fucking spleen.
And you bounced a check, you bitch. That'll be $1,000.
Mummy, the money you sent to me, I added my money to pay for the train. Please do not be angry with them, because I am the person taking care now. Bless you, your daughter, Jennifer. Jennifer, I've told you the truth that the bank will not transfer the money to me, because they asked me to pay for the fees for the fucking documents. I have no idea why you go there, because the bank is wicked.
The bank is the problem.
She's got a point.
Yeah, well, yeah, if they're charging these
$900 reactivation fee.
Yeah.
I have no idea why you do not believe in me. Gold bars, and then this fucking idiot funds destroys me a lot. I think that's our first idiot.
Yeah.
I did insult James Miller, because that's what I do. And he just comes online asking me to pay the money. I have no money at all. Please take care. If the bank asks you to pay, I just go back to UK, and I cannot afford anything more. And she signs her real name. Please believe me, Mummy. The director told me that this is the only reactivation only, and I can have access to make transfer. Please, Mom, believe me. Please. Mummy, I am so sure that the account will be released to me if only I can reactivate the account. Mom, please try it. Please try all that you can do. Please believe me. I beg you. I'm staying with her friend now. Please. I love you. I want to be with you. Your daughter, Jennifer.
Wow, she's laying on thick.
She most certainly is. Mom. It's not a scam. I have entered into the bank, much like a doctor into Joe, in the back door. Don't worry, Joe. Next week's show is April Fool's. So. You'll be off the hook. Just your turn in the barrel.
Apparently, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's not the scam. I've entered into the bank myself here, and I saw all the bank documents. I told my friend, and she promised to give me $400. Please, Mom, try and send me $500 so I can get the account reactivated. I will send you funds immediately. It's activated. Please, trust me now. Love you, your daughter, Jennifer.
Wait, so now they're asking for $900, and she's saying, send me $500 so I can get it reactivated. Like, all of a sudden, they're going with the bargain basement price.
No, her friend gave her $400.
Oh, okay, I missed that part. I'm sorry. I thought the bank was having a BOGO.
Her friend's a little lamb.
All right.
Yeah. Gem. Mom, I am crying. My dad is sick and maybe will die. I pray for him. This money is our last hope. I will go back. Bye, Mom. I love you and believe all you say to me. Bye, Mom. Your daughter, Jennifer. Mom, James messaged me and he can send $250 now to me.
Oh, so now
it's like a fucking telethon.
Yeah, really. So if you send me $250, that'll be enough.
It's a Jewish auction. We're going backwards.
Yeah,
I
really.
Know.
I never heard that term.
Me neither.
That's because I'm brilliant. That's because
slow down.
No, well, I don't think I need to. You should have said that to the doctor. Mm. He'd be better about the situation. Jennifer, I will fill the form soon, and please tell
me
to send to whom. I am waiting for my student's fees. Ah, she's fucking back in. She was almost out. Ghana Akrid, Mr. David Moore, Mummy. Oh, that's who I guess to send it to. Yeah, that's where you're going to send the fees to get to Jennifer.
Right, to get to Scotland, you send it to Ghana.
Sure, that's where Joe's people are from, by way of Ghana. He's Scottish by way of Ghana. Mummy, I do not like the way you talk. Really, bitch, you're asking for money. You'll take everything I got you. Really? You're my whore.
Yeah, really.
I have paid the fees to the bank, and they said I will pay stamp fees by 28th of this month, and the funds will be released to me. Stamp fees are $1,250.
Oh, God. Oh.
But wait. There's
more.
Everything is in order, Mom. Your daughter, Jennifer. Mom, I do not know why you never trusted me. And you tell me you want me to come to Japan. Why are you doing this to me? I need $250, and the fees will be complete. Now I am inside, Joe. And cold. Ooh, that's not bad. patronized because of all this, and you still do not believe in me. Why, Mom? Why? Because
you're a scammer, stupid.
Mummy! I will send the money to you tomorrow when I am going back to UK. I never believed you will use such words on me like fuck you and so.
Fuck you and so.
You know the rest.
Fuck you and so.
You'll finish this sentence.
So on and
throwing
so
a motherfucker and a cocksucker. Yeah. You know what we're
fuck
doing.
You and so.
That was an old comedy show from the 70s, wasn't it? Yeah. Fuck you and so.
Welcome to Fuck You and so.
I felt it was before its time.
Yeah. It was. It was great.
Followed by Blow Me and Company.
Come and blow my door.
Shoot it all on my back.
I'll be coming for his and hers.
It's late. We have no other bit to do. We can't find the punchline tonight.
So you'll just ramble on?
Yes.
Okay.
Such words on me like fuck you and so. I never knew you were so horrible. I needed 550 and I have 250. Why are you not trusting me, Mom? What have I done to you? Mummy! If you send 350 to 400, it will be good because I need some food. You're a daughter, Jennifer. I need $400 to complete what Mr. Brown sent to me. The final mail is this. She lost fees and she needed more money after cheating on
me.
Paying lots of fucking fees for her food. In fact, I did not think she was in Scotland. Well, no. What gave you the clue?
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
No.
Great work, Sherlock.
Yeah.
Damn, Mummy. I was hit by a moving car. Fortunately, I could dodge the stationary ones. But those moving ones are a bitch, Mummy.
The stationary ones are easier than the moving ones.
Yeah.
I was playing a game of Frogger.
Now, is this after she got hit by the truck?
I don't know. This was.
I was like,
this is the last email, so I don't know.
Oh, God.
Damn, Mummy. I was hit by a moving car as I was going into the bank. Oh, wow. Fucking thing went on the sidewalk together.
Yeah, really?
I lost the money you sent to me.
It went up in the air.
Did you just swallow yourself? Pip actually just gave herself conolingus. That's what that noise was. Pip put her head in between her vagina of last resort and orally pleasured herself. That's the only way we can describe that noise. And here we go. Here we go. Get the top, boys and girls.
I didn't even know what that was.
It was the noise one makes when they... Well, and the glasses are off. She's rubbing her face. like a fun... event of Bukkake. Pip is clearing her eyes to try to continue for more.
My eyes, God damn it.
Mummy, they came in my eyes. Please send me $450 for wipes, Mummy. And Pip has gathered his elf. We shall try to proceed.
Yes.
I lost the money you sent to me. It is not for my friend, I would have been in the hospital up till now. I am okay now, and I am very glad to hear from you. I am still in Scotland, and the bank has asked me to come.
Well, on demand?
But I do not have any money with me. I really want to come.
I bet you do. To
Japan and start a job. But you know I do not have any ticket money. Please help me go back to UK so I can wait for you to get a ticket fare and come meet you in Japan. I appreciate all you've done for me, Mom. Love you with all my heart. Yours daughter, Jennifer.
Liar.
That was quite the full court press.
Oh, my God. Really?
But Anne had her doubts.
Apparently, because reading between the lines, I can't believe you said those words to me.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, there we go.
This is their threats from all of them after they cheated on
me.
See the true evidence. This is why I want to expose it. Like tits at Mardi Gras. They are fucking black mafias. They claim to be UN, FBI, and Interpol. Miller and Greed told
me.
They are from Marines. According to their photos are being abused. Who I contact is scammers judged by anti-scam hunters. Here are the issues. Number one, Brown Cotton is hiding after cheating on four victims. Number two, these fucking soldiers are also hiding. They are not honest. They are shameful. They lie to
me.
So I think they are scammers. Even they said to me they are from Kansas. I did send mail to FBI in Kansas. Number three, Jennifer Green is a liar. She never sent
me
any info about the bank. I did the investigation from this bank. Jennifer is a liar.
Thank you.
And a victim of hit and run.
Yeah, really. She's not really good at looking both ways before she crosses.
No, not when entering a bank. Melvin, number four. Melvin Santos lies to
me
because I never get any fucking money, and he excuses me as a lousy person. The truth is that the victims never get any fucking money back. He is a scammer, too. And I think that's a place to start to stop for the evening.
Oh, wow. We had...
It's a short show, but, you know.
Yeah.
We gave you... You know, Joe's ass took up a lot more time than we anticipated in the first segment. We didn't want to short shift Joe's ass.
Sorry.
No, that was a great story. And by the way, Joe, I heard about my Fisher for years afterwards, so...
Oh, yes.
I got 6 years to my ass has been penetrated without my permission.
So we only had one Mr. Davin, one idiot, and one fuck you. So the closest we got was Joe's girl, who guessed one idiot.
Got a girl.
Joe's girl takes it.
Joe's girl takes it. And the idiot. She gets a vote.
Win. Here's your prize.
And Joe's ass. Telev Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tao, T-A-O, of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant, and the Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by side-splitting production owner Davin of Davin's Den. We have a great show coming up on March 20, what was that date? March 29th, which will
Pip be there.
Pip
yes,
will be
I
there.
Will.
Great, good. That's coming up next week, March 29th. Check that on out and experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more, call them, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side-splitting productions, all your comedy needs. We'll have comics that have big balls and tell the jokes about AOC that you want to hear. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com or call us up 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094.
You should listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. The Richter Observatory has great music, so please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Saturday, March 30th. You heard Fragile Skies, Saturday, March 30th. We will be at an 89 North music venue in Patchogue, New York. We're opening up for Jakey Lee of Ozzy Osbourne's band. So check that on now. We got tickets discounted at $15. They have been going for like $25. So you get a deal on that. Check out brownpapertickets.com or go to fragilesky.com. Also, big night for us. We're releasing our EP that night called Fear No Evil. Fear No Evil.
And Fear No Weeble, which is next week.
It was the last fucking word. You almost got it.
I've been up since 6.
It's 10 o'clock at night. I understand.
Fear No Evil. It's going to be on USB drive, which you can put it right into your vehicle or your computer. It has the new songs, photos, press bio, and the whole schmear. So check us on out. The whole schmear.
You guys are a Jewish band?
Yeah.
You guys play bar mitzvahs?
Right.
No CDs?
No. No CDs.
Hope their CDs coming.
No, we'll see.
Joe wants CDs. They won't give him CDs.
No. I think USB is a new way to go.
We'll see. So Fear No Evil. Check it out. So that was also the Slaughter album back in the day.
Slaughter.
Remember Slaughter?
Yeah.
I got that. Fear No Evil. But but Fragile Sky is more hardcore.
Yes.
As you heard. So.
Fear No Evil.
So is Pippa.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Damn. Oh, she burped. It's what her vagina smells like. It's terrible. It's terrible. That's what that was.
That's what that noise was before.
Tastes like that fresh codfish that they serve at Burger King.
At least it's fresh.
The lentfish. Thursday, March 21st in Newburgh, New York at the River Grill. We got comedy starring Mike Burton. For tickets, call 845-561-9444. 845-561-9444. Get the prime rib. It's really good.
Yeah, he ain't kidding. It's to die for.
A nice big piece of meat.
Yeah.
And the comics are good, too. So that'll be fun. Saturday, March 23rd, I'll be in Summit, New Jersey at the Springfield Knights of Columbus. Don't ask me. Located at 60 Harvard Street. And then I might as well make the announcement. Joe and I are hitting the road. On April 16th, we'll be in Mishawaka, Indiana at the Smokestack Brew. On the 17th, we'll be in Logansport, Indiana at the State Theater. And April 18th through 20th, we'll be in Louisville at the Caravan Comedy Club. Have you ever done Indiana and Kentucky before?
No.
So this will be a first for you. Two more to cross off.
Yes.
So very good. Good times. And I invited Trucker Tom, so maybe we'll see Tom on the
16th. Cool. Good.
Awesome.
And we will not make him drink hot sauce.
No.
Nobody will have to drink hot sauce.
No punishing Tom this time.
Well, I didn't say that.
it was great hanging out. I tell you, when we had dinner, I would give anything for Pip to be here. Because that was like, that's like the four. He's like an official member of the show. So
yeah. I would love for that to happen.
No, Pip can come on the road. You guys can share a room. I'm going to have Pip.
No, notice how he throw me to you. He won't have it.
Yeah.
Going to Vegas with you. What more do I got to deal with? Do with you?
I know.
With you with your fucking CPAP machine, like your fucking Darth Vader and shit. Like, yes. I won't fucking slash that hose.
That doesn't make me die. That just makes me snore.
How many times?
What an outstanding act of spite.
How many times have you told Mr. Helix that?
Every time he slashes the damn thing. I've told you. That's not the way to kill me.
Well, I know the way to kill you.
Yes, I know. Hurt one of my cats.
All of them.
Oh, God.
That's not nice.
Are you new?
Yeah.
Take a finger in your ass, stupid. We got to get out of here.
All right. Shut
up. Oh, our little nugget. Thank you guys for listening live. Thank you for everybody who listened to the replay. Thank you guys who listened on the podcast. We love you all. And next week, my favorite show of the year, April Fool's Day show. Pip Helix, I'm coming for you. You took my Valentine's Day title. I'm coming for you, Pip Helix. And now, as luck would have it, you have plenty of fucking free time. So I am coming hard for you. Joe, you bring your best, too. I feel like there's going to be some that we might all have in common.
I know
we
that
have
happens.
Three, right?
No, five.
Five.
Yes. Every year you ask me this. Every year then you ask me
this. Because every fucking year.
I forget,
I treasure
too.
Like a keepsake.
I forget too.
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite. So that'll be fun next week.
Yeah, we need categories again.
I'll
we
give
always
you guys,
forget.
I'll give you guys
send me an email. Yeah,
I'll get on that. But start preparing, kids.
All right,
definitely worth a show to check out.
Oh yeah, it's good times.
Until then, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.
So.